Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Covering, second day of the show, and I'm with Eric Astrakhan, the TCNA Executive Director. Eric, how you doing?
Very well. Good to see you, Kemp.
I've always been impressed with the way you've been running the TCNA, the Tau Council of North America, and you've been doing this for, what, 27 years?
23 years since I started with TCNA, but if you go back to my time on the Board of Directors, 29 years.
Well, there's a big topic I want to talk about today, and it's the news announced last Friday that there's a group, 9 companies of tile manufacturers in the U.S. who have filed for anti-dumping, countervailing duty tariff against India. And let's get to that in just a minute. First, though, you just went through the statistics for comparing the tile consumption in 23 versus 22. Floor Focus likes to track dollars. The tile business is down 8.1% in consumption and revenue. I will tell you that the total flooring industry, both residential and commercial, we've got down about 10%. So tile lost less share, which means it's gaining share. That is the second year of decline. And I think one of the factors there is tile can be used outdoors. And there's a lot of activity with tile being used outdoors, right?
That's absolutely right. We're very excited about all the 2CM tile coming onto the market for use outdoors, as well as the large panel tiles that can be used outdoors, and a lot of move towards cladding of buildings. So it's an exciting, developing market.
Another stat I'd like to point out that you told us this morning, because people are interested in domestic production, and you were telling us that the factories in the United States, and I think there's 11 or 12 even in Tennessee, Portobello with another major factory that went online last year, that the production that was consumed in the U.S. was up 1.7% in dollars, although down a little bit in units because of price increases, but it's still a 70-30 ratio of imports to domestic production, right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, 2023 was slightly better than 2022 in terms of the share of domestic production versus the share of imports.
All right, let's move to this big news about the movement toward tariffs on India-made product. There's 9 companies, major companies in the U.S. that have started this initiative. Fill us in on what's going on there.
Okay. The initiative is launched by a group called the Coalition for Fair Trade in Ceramic Tile. It's the same group with the addition of one new manufacturer here in North America that brought the action against China. And specifically, they filed last Friday, so April 19th, and that date's going to be important for anti-dumping and anti-subsidy or countervailing duty on tile imports from India. And that subsidy that we calculated was, as conservatively as we could, was 400%, 408%, I believe, all the way up to 828%.
You come at that number because you do an analysis of all the expenses related to producing that product, and we know, since we produce it in this country and many other countries that you have relationships with, we know what it costs to produce the product, and so just doing the math, that's the difference between what it actually costs to make it and what they're selling it for when you add in freight and everything, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we look at the cost of gas in India, which interestingly is more expensive than the cost of gas in the U.S. We look at the cost of electricity in India, the cost of freight in India, the cost of freight from India to the United States. We look at the cost of labor, which is inexpensive in India. But we look at the cost of the glazing materials, which are imported and follow international market prices. We look at all of that, we put that together, make that calculation. We came back with 400 to 800%. Anti-dumping tariff.
I need to add, at your presentation today, the imports to the U.S. from India are up 42.6% in a market that's down. So they, I think it's mostly product that's been sold in the home center or perhaps floor and decor. No telling exactly who is buying this product from India. But you mentioned a minute ago the China effort that was awarded and what it ended up doing to tile out of China is it displaced. They were doing over $500 million or $500 million in wholesale value when a 600% tariff was enacted. And one of the reasons you said this date of Friday is going to be important is because part of this filing, the duties, most people know, are paid by the importer. And if the tariffs are awarded, it's going to be retroactive to the date of filing. And so product brought in today after the filing of last Friday may be subject to as much as an 800% duty, right?
Well, it could even be more. We're not promising that, but it could be more because there's the anti-subsidy action as well, or countervailing duty, which are tariffs that are applied to level the playing field from subsidies that are provided by the Indian government, whether local government, regional government, national government. So you have two actions actually taking place, dumping and anti-subsidy tariffs. Those two are combined on top of each other. But yes, it could be quite substantial.
So if you're bringing product over from India, be advised. There could be some additional fees that are brought against you down the road, right?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, because those fees are determined by the U.S. government 16 months from now. And they will be applied retroactively, as a matter of law, to initially the date of preliminary tariffs, which will be somewhere between 4 to 5 months when the first preliminary tariffs hit. But this coalition has already decided that they're filing for those tariffs to be applied retroactively to day one, or April 19th. So we don't want importers to get hurt. We don't want distributors to get hurt. We don't want them to be surprised the way they were surprised by the China tariffs. So the fact that they could pay a substantial tariff retroactive to day one of the filing, based on what the government calculates 16 months from now, they should be cautious and be advised that there is that real possibility of everything they import from this day forward, a tariff may be applied retroactively against.
I need to add that your organization who did this effort with China and was successful, you wouldn't have been involved in this India action if you didn't think you had all your data right. Is that correct?
Yep, that's certainly correct. Absolutely.
Real quick before we run out of time, but I just want to mention you're going to be one of the major players involved in the sustainability summit that's happening in Washington, D.C. That's probably going to be the first of many. And what are the dates of that? Do you remember?
July 17 and 18. It's on the website of www.flooringsummit.com.
So one last word about that. The proper way to evaluate a product's carbon footprint is the life cycle, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you're looking at carbon footprint, you need to look at the environmental product declaration, you need to look at the life cycle. It needs to be a cradle to grave analysis, because when you want to consider how much carbon is in a product, you need to consider, well, how much energy does it consume while you're using it? What about cleaning it? What about, you know, for something that consumes electricity, the electricity it consumes, how long does it last, and what about disposing of it? All of those things are relevant, and that's a cradle-to-grave analysis.
I'll be at that event and look forward to it. Again, been talking to Eric Astrakhan here at Coverings, and you've been listening to Kemp Hoare and FloridaAlley.net.